home for children,
uh-huh.
and we can for them too.
I see.
We usually get 1,400 to 1,600 cans.
Oh, I see.
And then after I got this fixed, I had this stove right there was mine, and the little gas over there. This was electric, and the oven had given out on that. The oven's good on that. So I brought them out here, and then people gave me these others. Now that right behind you is one of the prettiest stoves I've ever seen.
It really is.
That's gas. A woman's daughter had bought that in Ohio for her, and its oven gave out. So she got her new stove and brought it. Those eyes are all just perfect, and oh, you talk about heating that. Now that heats. And that little shove down thing there comes up and makes it, closes it and makes it look like a table clear across.
Oh, yeah.
Wintertime, I bring that up and close it up.
Uh-huh.
Except the oven over there is one that my aunt had, and she died. They gave it to me. Dr. Price, who was our veterinarian and a very wonderful one too, lived in Mountain City a while, and they built a new house that was their gas stove with a built-in oven, so they brought us that gas, and it's good. The oven all works good. I baked the ham out there a week before last. When I get a lot of company, I run out here and put some things in.
Did you ever have anything you'd call either a kitchen closet or a pantry or a buttery?
Oh, yeah. The pantry's the most usable part of the kitchen.
Now, you have one in this house?
No, I don't have up here. That's kind of going out of style. You just take the partition out and you make it all one.
What was a pantry like?
Well, it's where you usually kept your bread box. I mean, the chest. I did have an old meal chest. I've got on the front porch now trying to redo it and antique it. And it was, had meal in one side and flour in one, and then between it was a little place to keep your dough roller and your biscuit cutter and things like that. And that went in the pantry. And you kept your tools and things, made your kitchen look better.
Mm-hmm.
But the pantry went out, and everybody just took their partitions out and used everything together.
I see.
And the pantry's kind of thing of the past.
Yeah. What, did you have a thing, did you ever call this chest anything but a chest?
I don't believe they did. A meal chest is all I ever heard it called.
Well, now, is a safe something different?
Yes, a safe's very different.
What's a safe?
A safe is built up with usually at least about 4 feet high, I guess, and it usually had three big deep drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of those you kept your tablecloths, and one your silverware, and then one just odds and ends of
mm-hmm.
dishes. And over the top you usually had a beautiful crochet or knit or something cloth with your fancy vases on it, and it usually went in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, instead of calling it the safe, it got to be the china closet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like a china closet, or it'll be the same. That would be the
same. The china closet has more glass about it than the old safe. And it was, after they called it a safe, then it turned to a bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And now a chest of drawers out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then came the glass front, which was called a china closet.
I see. Now, a place where you'd keep old, worthless furniture and implements, things that you couldn't use, what would you call that?
The garret loft.
Okay, all right. Now, what would you call those things you have up there?
Well, now you'd call them antiques, but then they call them junk.
Uh-huh. All right.
Take that junk up there and get it out of the way.
All right. Now, the so often a woman goes around and around the house, you say she...
Dusting and cleaning.
Yeah.
We had a feather dusters that you went around and dust with.
When a person was doing that, you might say she was dusting her, but if she's kind of putting everything in order, you might say she...
Now let's see, what was that? There was a name for that.
Well, you know, I heard that. Let me tell you the word that I heard and just see if this was common.
Now, you said two or three things that brought it back to my mind,
uh-huh.
what the thing was called. Now, what did you hear that was called?
Reds up. Have you ever heard anybody say
yes.
that?
Yes. Huh? I've got to raid up the house today.
Uh-huh.
Raid it up. That's
uh-huh.
right. You're right. Yeah, I'd heard that, but that had gone
out of
my
mind. Did you ever say that when you were...
Oh, yes, yeah. My mother said, get in there and raid up that front room while I get this kitchen cleaned up.
Okay. All right. And then, and what did...